This is AP News Minute. The Iraqi government and Barack Obama are both hoping U.S. combat forces can leave in 2010. That's after Obama met with Iraq's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki. But a spokesman there says any withdrawal plan depends on whether the level of violence increases. A former driver and alleged bodyguard for Osama bin Laden is pleading not guilty to charges of conspiracy and supporting terrorism. If he's convicted, he could land in jail for life. The case marks the first Guantanamo war crimes trial. The grandmother of a missing Florida toddler says her daughter knows who has the child. She just doesn't know exactly where. Police arrested the mother of 2-year-old Kaylee Anthony last week and charged her with child neglect and lying to detectives. And President Bush is calling the members of Team USA ambassadors of liberty. About 24 athletes joined Bush in the Rose Garden, and he gave them a rousing White House send-off to next month's Olympic Games in China. Ed Donahue, The Associated Press, with AP News Minute.